Father, we bless you this morning. You are God, you are good, you are not a man. Thank you for your mercy and for your glory upon our lives, O Lord. Thank you, righteous Father. You are good unto us, O Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We honor you, we worship you. You are God and you are God forevermore. Thank you, Lord. We exalt you for your mercy and for your kindness, O Lord. We lift up our voice and we say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You are worthy to be praised, O Lord. We exalt you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We declare your majesty, O Lord. We worship you. You are the Lord and that is your name. You are God and there is none like unto you. Thank you, righteous Father. For there is none that we can compare unto you. You are God and you are God all by yourself. The wickedness of men does not change your faithfulness. O Lord, you are God forevermore. We worship your majesty. We lay our crown and we worship you. And Lord, this day we are before you. We ask, O Lord, that you will bless us this day. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Tuesday, the 9th of June 2026. I want you to bless the name of the Lord for his mercy upon your life. And I want you to stand up upon the word of the Lord and speak concerning your day. That in the name of Jesus, I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved. In the name of Jesus, the Lord go before me and make every crooked place straight. In the name of Jesus, the Lord cancel every coming together that is not of God concerning me. In the name of Jesus, this day as I go, I will not walk into the wickedness of the wicked. In the name of Jesus, oh, I will not fall into the trap of the wicked ones. In the name of Jesus, the cruelty of the wicked will not be upon my life. In the name of Jesus, as I go today, my steps are ordered by the Spirit of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, the light of God shine upon me. I will not walk in darkness. In the name of Jesus, I will not walk in the darkness of destruction. In the name of Jesus, as I go out today, I declare that the hand of the Lord is upon me. The grace of God is upon me. The favor of the Lord is my portion this day. I stand on the word of the Lord. I redeem this day by the blood of Jesus Christ. No evil will befall me in the name of Jesus. I speak to you this day from the first hour, first minute, first second of this day to the last. I declare the mercy of God. I declare favor of God upon me in the name of Jesus. Oh, the Lord preserve me, preserve my soul. The Lord preserve my going out and my coming in from this time forth and even for the rest of my life. In the name of Jesus, I declare God's blessing upon me. In the name of Jesus, this day I assess the blessings of the Lord for me today. I assess the provision of God for me today. In the name of Jesus, I declare the lines are falling unto me in pleasant places. I say it again, lines are falling unto me in pleasant places, in favorable portion. In the name of Jesus, my step is unto life and not unto death. In the name of Jesus, I stand on the word of the Lord. I legislate favor over my day. I legislate blessings over my day. In the name of Jesus, I cancel every evil gathering. I cancel every evil word spoken into this day. Over me, you will not stand. In the name of Jesus, every gathering of the wicked to hold my life down, to bring evil into my life, to stretch forth their wickedness into my portion, I cancel them. In the name of Jesus, the wickedness of the wicked will not come upon my household, will not come near my dwelling. In the name of Jesus, for I am under the cover of the Lord Jesus, no evil will befall me. In the name of Jesus, for I am covered by the blood of Jesus. The mercy of the Lord is upon me. The mercy of the Lord for preservation, mercy for exemption is upon my life. In the name of Jesus, I am preserved from all evil. I am exempted from all forms of evil. In the name of Jesus, I am guided by by the word of the Lord. I am guided by the jealousy of his word in the name of Jesus. The voice of the Lord becomes a command over my day in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. I declare that my preservation is confirmed by the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Beloved, before we go into prayer and into the word of the Lord for today, I want to remind you by the grace of God that this coming Thursday, the 11th of June, we'll be having our prayer launch, the 1 hour prayer launch that will come together and we'll pray. It's going to be between 12 and 1 p.m. Let us come together and let us pray. This is the time to pray and not to play. This is the time to pray and not to complain. This is the time to come together to pray and not just to murmur. Let us come together and let us pray. Let us declare the peace of the Lord over storm. Let us uproot the wickedness of the wicked over this nation. Let us pray for protection over our lives and over our loved ones at Oluwadamilare Garden, beside National Open University, that is behind Tafo Arena at Jokudu Junction, Songu Elele Road, in Ibadan here. The Lord bless you as you come in Jesus' name. The program is going to start by 12 by God's grace. It is well with you in Jesus' name. I want us to pray this morning concerning these children that is still in the captivity of the wicked one. I think today makes it the 25th day, either 24, 25th or 26th, whatever day it is, that is going too long. I want us to raise up our voice concerning these ones that are in the captivity of the enemy. Let us declare that the Lord will arise and fight for these ones, especially the children, those that are captured across the country, especially those ones that are captured right here some days ago. Let us pray. Father, arise and deliver these people in the name of Jesus. Lord, arise. Yes, we know you are going to expose those behind it, but Lord, deliver these people. Deliver these people, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Deliver them. Save them from the captivity of the wicked by your hand of mercy. Lord, arise and strive with those that strive with them. Arise, Lord, and fight for them in the name of Jesus. Father, take hold of shield and buckler and stand for their deliverance in the name of Jesus. Lord, draw out the sword and stop those who pursue after their soul in the name of Jesus. For Lord God, you are their peace and their salvation. Arise and save them, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Arise, Lord, and deliver them in the name of Jesus. As for their captors, Lord, we declare in the name of Jesus, let them be put to shame. Let them be brought to dishonor. Those that are gathered against these children, these people, Lord, let them be brought into confusion in the name of Jesus. Let them be like shaft before the wind, and let the angel of the Lord chase them. Let their way be darkened and slippery, and let the angel of the Lord pursue them in the name of Jesus. Father, you would deliver these ones. Deliver this precious one in the name of Jesus. And Lord, let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end over this nation. Father, let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end. O Lord, arise, Lord. Let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end in the name of Jesus. Lord, arise and stop the wickedness of the wicked. Those that are bold enough to proclaim their wicked life, let their wickedness come to an end in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Beloved, I want us to continue to pray. Trust in the Lord. Anywhere you find yourself before you leave your house, make sure you pray. Soak yourself in the blood of Jesus and soak yourself in under the mercy of the Lord. The Lord be with you in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Our anchor scripture for this month of June, Psalm 46. I've told you to read from verse 1 to verse 11. If it's possible, please read every day. Psalm 46 from verse 1 to 11. But our anchor portion for this month is taken from verse 10 of that Psalm 46. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nation. I will be exalted in the earth. Amen. I want to quickly make reference. I would have loved to play this music for you. I know most of us must have heard the song. I would have loved to play the music, but for different rules on the platform by which we share this podcast, they might want to flag this song, probably for copyright and some other thing. I know many of us know this song. I want to make reference to Domwe's song. When the ocean rise and the thunders rose, I was so with you above the storm. Father, you are king over the flood. I will be still and know you are God. I want you to go and look for that song and listen to it. When the ocean rise and thunders roar, I will soar with you above the storm. Father, you are king over the flood. I will be still and know that you are God. Verse 10 of that Psalm 46, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. When the ocean rise and thunder rules, I will soar above the storm. Listen, your business is with the Lord God, not with the storm, and definitely not with the raging ocean or the thunders rolling. Your business is with the Lord. Of course, what is happening is scary. It's like the enemy is putting arms together to take away your peace. When the ocean rise and thunder rolls, I will soar with you above the storm. Your business is not with the storm, not for you to behold the wind as it is blowing, but to keep your gaze upon the Lord Jesus, the Lord and Master, who told you to arise and walk upon the storm, who told you to be still and know that I am your God. Be still, even though there is a war around you, even though the mountains be lifted up, even though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though its waters roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake and it is swelling. Oh, verse 5 of Psalm 46 says, God is in the midst of her, she shall not be moved. God is in the midst of you. God is with you and you will not be moved. Though the mountains shake and there is wind and there is fire and there is thunder, the commandments, the word of the Lord unto you, unto me, is that I be still and know that he is God. And know that he is God. He said, I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. God is going to prove himself strong on your behalf. My faith is in you, not in the storm. My faith is in you, not in the ocean that is roaring around me. My faith is in you, O God. I arise above the storm. I arise above the rolling thunders. I arise above the attacks of the enemy. I want you to understand this, dearly beloved. When he says, be still and know that I am God, he's not asking you to stand alone. He's not asking you to figure it out yourself. He's not asking you to stand alone. But this is what he's asking you to do. He said, be still and know that I am God. He said, I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The same God that parted the Red Sea for the children of Israel. The same God that defeated the army that were coming together to fight against the people of God. He defeated them by the sound of the feet of soldiers. They did not see them. They perceived the sound of the feet of many armies coming together and they fled. They ran away, leaving all that they brought there, and they ran away because of the sand. And guess who the sand came from? It was God, the Lord of hosts, that fought for his people. The same God that stopped the teeth of the lion. The same God is telling you, dearly beloved, this morning, be still and know that I am God. The same God that had always been showing up for you. The same God that had delivered you, provided for you, healed you, saved you. That same God that has been protecting you, preserving you. That same God is telling you, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. That same God is telling you, fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. He is the Lord God, Jehovah Roy, the Lord that sees me, the Lord that sees you. Be still and know that I am God. Put your trust in him. Though the thunder rage and the oceans clap their hands, and it seems as if the world is going to come to an end, even though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the water of the sea roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake and it is swelling, the Lord my God is with me, is in the midst of me. The Lord my God is with me, therefore I shall not be moved. Be still and know that he is God. Let your heart speak to your soul, speak to your heart, speak to your spirit. Be still and know that the Lord is alive. The Lord is with you as you go today. As you go this morning, I put the blessings of the Lord upon you. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you. The Lord be gracious unto you. The Lord preserve you by his mercy. His mercy is upon you. You are exempted. You are preserved from all evil. In the name of Jesus, the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace all around. In Jesus' name, amen. Beloved, remember the coming of the Lord Jesus is close by. Prepare yourself for his coming. It is well with you. In Jesus' name. Thank you and God bless you. Have a wonderful day.